How much does one need to drink on Purim? So it's down to six bottles. So that means it's down to six bottles. Okay. Okay, so how much is the, what's the mechayev? How much do we need to drink?
Until you don't know the difference between
Mordechai and Haman. Yeah, so that's quite a lot. It's quite a lot. You need how many bottles? Strong wine?
For me, probably 2 or 3 cups.
2 or 3 cups and you're done. Yes.
My question is how you bring Arvita.
How about Arvita afterwards, Abu Isai? We're going to see. Mishneh Berurah is going to take your point. Yeah, absolutely. You're going in the right. Chofetz Chaim says that quite. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that. Chofetz Chaim brings that. Yeah, very good. So, right. That's the question we're going to be addressing tonight. How much a person needs to drink? What about women? Are women obligated to drink?
This is the fun part.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, they don't know how to drink.
They don't know how to drink. Okay, so women don't drink. Women don't drink. Yeah. What about sleeping, Abu Isai? Sleeping any good? If you go to sleep, is that
some people? Yeah,
that's good. If you sleep, it's good. So I'm fulfilling that mitzvah every day with great hiddur. So how does that work exactly with the sleeping? How does that exactly work with the sleeping? It's interesting, Shaila. Okay, we'll get to that in mitzvah as well. Okay, let us see Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Hei, and let us start with the Ramah. Says the Ramah, mitzvah. Leharbois besudas purim. There is a mitzvah of increasing sudas purim. More sudas on purim. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara says, uvesuda achas yoitzim. That really one suda, one meal is sufficient. Unlike Yom Tov, unlike Shabbos, one purim suda is sufficient. So what does that mean, v'suda achas yoitzim? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot Na'alef. What's that referring to is the following. V'suda achas yoitzim la'afukim b'mandoma. This is excluding the opinion. T'chayev le'choil gam b'laylo shel yudalet. Dumi de Megillah. There's one opinion that holds. That you need to have one meal by day, but also additionally, one meal before that, by night. Like the Megillah. There's a Megillah by night, Megillah by day. So also meal by night, meal by day. We don't paskin like that. One meal is sufficient. Nevertheless, it is proper lechol gam belaylo. It's actually referring to Sif Aleph. But nevertheless, the istel minik to have more meal nochen lechol gam belaylo kidelekamo Sif Beis. It's still appropriate to have. It's not halacha, but it's still appropriate to try and wash and have a meal by night as well, if possible and feasible at all. But la halacha, really, one meal is sufficient. Okay. Sudas Purim. What happens if a person feels, Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, what if a person feels that it's just too busy? The Purim day is just too busy. As my Shvigar says, really, there's enough to do for 3 days. He doesn't understand why Purim is only one day, really. Till you're done, it takes 3 days. So, what if a person feels that Purim is too busy, and instead of having the meal, say, you know what, let me cut down the meal, and have the meal by night. Again, we read the Megillah by night, and the night is already Purim. So why can't I have the meal as well by night? So the halacha is, Sudas Purim she'asah b'layla lo yotzlechay v'asoy. That the emes is Shulchan Aruch, that although it is Purim, but it's not the zman yet of the Suda. You can't have the meal yet by night, and therefore if you were to only have that meal, only have the meal by night, you're not fulfilling your mitzvah. It means yes, there's an inyan to eat, there's an inyan to wash, there's an inyan, but that's not the way you're going to fulfill your mitzvah. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah is to have a Suda by day. Shtiv Kotten Beis in Mishneh Berurah says she'asa b'layla haynu b'layl yudalet the b'layl tezvav li b'nei ayoros pshita de kvar ova zmano. Is if you're talking about the night meal, we're certainly talking about the night, the Megillah night. Even then, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. But certainly, if you have the meal by the night, what we would call Motzah Purim, what some people call the second night of Purim, yeah, that certainly if you have the meal then, if you only start the meal then, that is, then for sure that's for sure you can't fulfill the mitzvah then. We are going to talk about the point that people tend to extend the meal into a little bit into Nacht. We'll talk about that as well. That's not what he's talking about over here. He's talking about starting the meal and having the main part of the meal by Nacht. That's what he's referring to here. You won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah in that way. Says the Rama, Umikonokim gam balayla yismach, v'yar b'ktsas b'suda. But at the night also, you should be happy and you should increase a little bit the suda, as we just mentioned earlier. Now in Sifkot and Gimel, just skip the first three lines, and then Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He brings it over here. Kosva Achronim. The Achronim write, the Nochon Lilbush, it is proper to wear big day Shabbos clothes. Gam ken me be'erev, you should also put on your Shabbos clothes right here. At the end of the Tainus, you should put on already the Shabbos clothes. You should wear Shabbos clothes already, not just on Purim day, assuming you're not getting dressed up. So you should wear already Shabbos clothes, not only by day, but you should also wear Shabbos clothes already by night. When you go for the Megillah, you should be wearing Shabbos clothes already. Additionally, he says, when you get home as well, there's a minhag to have lights, to have candles, and again, as on every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, every Yom Bris, we also have Vaychasna as well. Whenever there's a Simcha, we put Neiros. So on Purim as well, there's an need to have Neiros. Some people don't have Neiros the entire Purim, but at the very least, that's not brought down in Mishnah Berurah, but that's what the minhag is. At the very least, if you don't have Neiros Dolkos, if you don't have candles lit the entire Purim, at the very least during the meal, it's an need to have Neiros Dolkos. And many people are makpit on that, to have Neiros Dolkos, they have candles lit for the Purim Suda. Not only that, says the Mishnah Berurah, continues, v'shulchan oruch, v'mitu mutzatz, it should be, if possible at all. I don't know if it's possible to have order in the house on Purim. I don't know if you manage, I don't know if you have the way to do it. Please let me know. He says, shulchan oruch, v'mitu mutzatz, should be clean and orderly and tidy, and maybe the Shabbos tablecloth should be put on, and it should be a slightly more elevated atmosphere as far as that is concerned as well. So therefore, that's the Mishnah Berurah. It says over here, big day Shabbos, Neiros Dolkos, and Shulchan Aruch should be prepared on Purim. Okay. Save base. Chayev Enosh. That's probably the most famous halacha, no? Out of all Hilchos Purim, probably the most famous. Probably is the most famous halacha. Chayev Enosh, a person is obligated, Livsumei, to get shikah, to drink, to get shikah, bepuria on Purim ad, until the lawyer that doesn't know the difference, bein oru Haman, between the curse of Haman, le boruch motcha, and the blessing, the brocha, that went on motcha. So again, chayiv enish livsume bepuria, person is obligated to drink as much at the lawyer until he doesn't know the difference between oru Haman and boruch motcha. The emes is, I'm gonna point out over here, something which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really stress. But it's very interesting to see this in the Shulchan Aruch, this statement, because the Gemara actually does say Chayev Enish Livsume. But after the Gemara makes this statement of Chayev Enish Livsume, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara relates the following episode. The Gemara says that it was Rabbah or Rava, depends on the Gesos, who had a Purim meal with a Bzeira. And they drank, because Chayev Enish Livsume, they drank, and they drank even more, until they came to some sort of disagreement, not sure what it was about. And the disagreement went so tense that, as the Gemara says, one killed the other. They killed Shachte, he killed. And then after this, it was a great nais that he managed to, he revived. He had a tchias amazing, as it were, and he made it next year again. They wanted to get together next Purim, and he said, "You know what? I think we'll do without this year. We'll try to coordinate in a different way." And they didn't meet. He said, "Not every year you can expect such an ace to happen." And that's what the Gemara said. And this is very interesting because the Emes is the Machlokes Rishonim. Once we see this Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, saying this episode, surely there must be a halachic reason to that. And the Gemara, it sounds like, if you just go through the Gemara, it sounds like we don't pass like Chayiv Inish Livsum anymore, because look what it can lead to. Look what it can bring. If people get shikah, they can do all sorts of things. Well, look what even the Heilige Amoraim were able to do. So therefore, the Gemara, if you go through the Poshta reading or the Poshta learning of the Gemara, it would probably indicate that we probably don't pass like Chayiv Inish Livsum. Probably that's what it would sound like. Now, what do you think? If you see such a Gemara, what would you say? Probably don't paskin like that. And some Rishonim, take paskin, we don't say Chayev Enish Livsume. Many Rishonim paskin, we don't obligate to drink at all, because look what can happen if you drink. Others Rishonim say no. Now, still, this was a very unfortunate episode. But nevertheless, we're still obligated to drink. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. He says, Chayv and Ishlip Sumeh. But I just feel it's important to understand that in context. It's actually Machloek, it's a Shani behind it. And many Rishonim hold that we don't pasken Chayv and Ishlip Sumeh. So if somebody wants to be particularly Machmed, all the opinions, then maybe not to drink is a Chumrah as opposed to a Kula. Interestingly, some Achronim want to suggest that because of that, there's certainly not an obligation to drink that much. That's maybe the source of the Shulchan Aruch, that ad de lo yoda, there's a certain limit how much you're meant to drink. There's a limit how much you're meant to drink. You're not go beyond that, because beyond that, that's already what the Gemara says. You're not meant to drink that much. Only up to a certain stage. So the Gemara is a proof that you don't drink that much, but a little bit you're still meant to drink. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. But that's already a machlokes achronim. But certainly, what does that mean exactly? What does that exactly mean? What does that mean? How much are you meant to drink until you don't know between... Sounds like a good few liters, no? What do you think? You need to test every now and then, yes. Yeah. Yes, it sounds like quite a lot of drink. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet. Bein Oru Hamon. What does that mean exactly? Says the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's like a whole shtickle teure. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet. Shezeh ma'pola rishoyna. There's two storylines happening in the Megillah. One of them, says the Mishnah Berurah, is Oru Hamon. The fact, the downfall of Hamon. What was the downfall of Hamon? If you remember the entire Megillah that he Mishnah Berurah says, which is in Apollo Rishon, it's a little Nekama Rabbe Menu, that there was a Nekama, that there was a revenge, that he tried to get to the downfall of Motcha. Ultimately, he was the one hanging. So it was his own downfall. He thought he was going to achieve greatness, and he was trying to manipulate Achashverosh to reach that greatness. And the Mephoshim even say that maybe the fact that Vashti was killed, there was also his influence, that Vashti, he wanted to lead all. So the downfall of Haman is one storyline in the Megillah. But simultaneously, says the Mishnah Berurah, there was also something else happening. So on the one side, it was the downfall of Haman, but simultaneously, it was also Gdulas Motcha. There was also something else happening. The greatness of Motcha. Shebiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam benched him, Sha'ol Lemal Rosh, that he became, at the end of the Megillah Be'ol Noi, he became the main advisor to Achashverosh. He was a very, very senior position in the kingdom. Before a person becomes drunk, a person certainly, so says the Mishnah Berurah, would appreciate certainly appreciate the two storylines happening. The two brochas. One was the downfall of Haman on the one side, on the other side the greatness of Motcha. Two different things happening. And a person would certainly realize that. The Alkain. So a person should continue to understand and to internalize these two events, the Haman's downfall and Motcha's greatness. He would continue, as he drinks, he should continue thinking about this, until a person gets a little bit confused. Oh, what was that? The dream? Is that the Achashverosh's dream? Is that related to the greatness of Motcha, or is that the downfall of Haman? A person gets a little bit confused, and that's when a person is drunk enough that he gets confused, doesn't exactly know what led to what, then a person is Yoitze. Now, I must say, this Mishnah Berurah, what do you think about this, Rabbi? That's how the Mishnah Berurah says, that's how you fulfilled the mitzvah of Ad L'Yodah. I must tell you, I don't know what you think, but I think that I'm finding it quite confusing. I can fulfill this Ad L'Yodah without drinking wine. It's very complex. The Megillah is very complex to realize exactly the fact that Vashti was killed. Does that lead to the Gdulas Motcha? Does that lead to downfall of Haman? Or the fact that Esther became the... What is that? What is exactly connected to what? Big son was Seresh. Is that related to Haman's downfall? Or is that Achashverosh? Is that Motcha's greatness? What is exactly related to what? So it's actually quite confusing, if I may say. So, but if you drink a little bit, you'll easily be fulfilling that mitzvah. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? No? It's quite... No? What do you think? It's a very interesting way of fulfilling the Ad L'Yodah ben See? There I am already. I've been out there, yeah. Oh, Haman and Baruch Matcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it continues. Ve'ayin ve'elyez... Ba'ezeruah... Is that what he says? Eli Rabba? Eli Zutta, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Eli Zutta, you're right. Thank you very much. Yes, 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 certainly. That's Mama's real point. That's your point over here. But the Mikon Mokem, Yire, Zoya, Mishnebu says straight away, a person nevertheless should be careful, be in the Tilas Yodayim, a person should still be careful in the Tilas Yodayim, or Birkas HaMotzi, and Birkas HaMotzi, or Birkas HaMozen, via Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and it should remain a Simcha, a happiness of Mitzvah. Ve'ayim b'prim ha'godim, and see what the prim ha'godim says, she'kosav, the inyan sudas purim, batonis levyoni, mishloach monas, all the mitzvahs of the day, efshar tzorich kavona al zeh l'shem mitzvah. So remember, you need to have proper kavona for fulfillment of the mitzvahs. If you don't have proper intention, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah because mitzvah tzichas kavona. But more importantly, says the Mishneh Berurah, that if you feel, that's what he says, that you're going to fail to do birkas hamazon, benching, you're going to fail to do the tilas yadayim. And certainly, he doesn't mention that, but you're certainly right. He's going to fail to daven ma'ariv, either properly or he's going to fail to daven ma'ariv at all. Sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah, don't do it. Don't drink that. That's not the idea. The idea is it should be a simcha shel mitzvah. If it leads to the, not the fulfillment of mitzvah, but chas v'shalom, the opposite, that's not the idea. That's not the idea, yeah. Yes, so it probably does mean that. Why? Aha. So you think that according to this understanding would be ad bichlal? Yeah, yeah. It's true that Abisol Salanta says that, and there's also Sfas Emes that says that it should be without, it shouldn't go that far. But you're right. According to the, stop before. Yeah. Now this is the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah, let's get that very clear. Because some people, the Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says the following. V'yesh oimrim, some say, they ain't tzorich l'shtake kol kach. A person doesn't have to drink that much. Ela, only yishe yoyse melimudoy. You should drink more than normal. Everybody according to his tolerance. Don't drink, you need to, halacha is you need to drink more than normal, but ve'yoshan, and you will then fall asleep. We all know that it's going to make you tired. Ometoich she'yoshan, and when you fall asleep, einoyoida, you will know, bein oruhamad, between, you won't know the difference in oruhamad and ba'ochmatcha, because you are sleeping. Ve'echad amarbe, says the Ramah, the final words with this halacha, and whether you increase ve'echad amarbe, or you don't have so much, ubelvat, only, she'chav and libra shemaim. You should have, the intention should be a pure intention as opposed to inappropriate intention. So the Ramah is a totally different understanding of what does it mean? Boch, motchan, haman, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the way you're fulfilling it is by sleeping. When you sleep, that's your, obviously not in the, in a understanding type of, you can't understand, you can't realize. That's the way you're going to fulfill this halacha. Yeah. Very good, very good. What about if you sleep in the morning? What about if you slept in the night? Is that okay? What about that? It's very good. So the poskim say the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address that. All the Mishnah Berurah says if cotton hay is v'yashem mitoich shiashem v'chein roi lasos. Mishnah Berurah says this is the way you should fulfill the mitzvah. You should fulfill the mitzvah not by the on the Shulchan Aruch's understanding, but you should fulfill the mitzvah by the sleeping. By sleeping, that's how you should fulfill the halacha. Now, what does that mean? So the Achronim, Tzipesach Frank and others, they explain that the way it has to be is that you should drink enough, that it's one combined halacha. You should drink a little bit more than normal, and therefore that should make you sleepy, and therefore you should sleep on that. In other words, if you're just drinking a cup, or half a cup, or you just have a sip, and that's not going to make you tired, but then you run to bed, and you have a little, and just whack that, you're just finished because you're just finished, and you're just exhausted, you're just going to sleep. According to the poskim, you're actually not fulfilling the mitzvah. You need to be tired. The exhaustion has to come, the tiredness has to come through the wine, obviously, because that's the way we're filling the halacha. It's not, as the Shulchan Aruch says, it should be the drinking should cause you that tiredness. It's, yes. Yeah, it's very difficult. One way of fulfilling it is that you have in the morning, you do it in the morning. It's one practical approach. But I agree with you, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. Yeah, that's right. That's right as well. Yeah, it's right. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Especially to be, yeah. Very good question as well. That's a good question as well. It's a good question as well. And I'm going to add to your question, what happens if you're only sleeping after Nacht? What happens then? Many poskim machmir that it has to be that you actually have to sleep and you actually have to sleep on Purim as well. It's what many poskim. That's what I can say. That's many poskim machmir. Yeah. Yeah. If you can't drink, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That means that if somebody's got a very low tolerance and he taka can't take, then he's not. Then it's fine. He's an onus. He can't drink. He can't drink. That's right. Yeah, there's no obligation, as opposed to we find that there's an obligation with regards to Dalet Koisos on Pesach. There's an obligation to drink, and even if you afterwards get ill from it, it's an obligation to drink the 4 cups of wine or grape juice, whatever. That's a discussion on its own. But we find one that the Gemara says that one of the Miriam forgot now he drank and he was afterwards ill for a month on Pesach. That's the obligation to Dalet Koisos. There's no such halacha. There's certainly no such halacha with regards to Purim. Certainly not. Again, as I mentioned earlier, this machlok is a shenah as to whether there's an obligation at all. And even if there is an obligation, even if you go to Yishon, there's an obligation, it's not an absolute requirement. It's not an absolute requirement. You see how the Mishnah Berurah puts it, v'chein ro'i la'asos. V'chein ro'i la'asos. It is appropriate to do it in that way. Yeah. Right. Right. Now, what happens with somebody? That's a good point. I've always now asked the following Shaila. What happens if somebody drinks during the year, he hardly drinks wine? He gets away with grape juice. He just only has grape juice. He hardly has wine. Would he fulfill the Ramah by just having a half a cup of wine? Is that Yoisem Elimudoy? Yeah, Yoisem Elimudoy, more than the norm. Is he fulfilling the mitzvah by having just a tiny bit of wine or not? Yoisem Elimudoy. If he could. So Rav Vozner is actually very, he doesn't like it. He says that it needs to still affect you. It has to affect you, it has to go in your blood. It has to do something to you. If you don't feel it, after half a cup of wine, you don't feel it, doesn't make any difference to you, you know, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah according to the Ramah either. He says it needs to bring about a certain change of, you know, it needs to do you. Yeah, it's a good question. What do you think about that? I didn't actually see anything about that. What do you think about that? If you're just anywhere tired, exhausted, a hard week, and you're finished, you know, overworked, and you're tired anyway, but it adds a bit that you have a cup of two of wine, and that makes you just, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's, you know. So if that, then you're just finished off. You're good, you know. You don't. Does that help or not? What do you think, Rabbi Isaiah? What do you think? Pashtus, yes. Pashtus, yes. Because ultimately, you've had this oral hamon. Some poskim want to ask as to whether there's an obligation to drink wine. What about whiskey? What about whiskey, Rabbi? How are you about whiskey? Whiskey's good. Whiskey's good. Whiskey's excellent. Yeah. How about, are you fulfilling the mitzvah by? No, it has to be wine. Vodka? Rabbi Isai, vodka? Not an answer. It doesn't what? Yeah. Yeah. The halacha here, what do you think? Right. There is a Rashi that seems to be indicating. Yeah, exactly. There is a Rashi that seems to be indicating that it's dafka through wine. And the Mefarshim want to remember. Exactly. Very good. Yeah, good. Okay. Absolutely. There are poskim who take this Rashi literally and they say that you're only fulfilling the mitzvah by having wine. And the Emma says, if you look al derech drosh, it's also, you see that all the important, the crucial episodes in the Megillah, they came about through wine. Right, the Mishnah at the beginning, and the fact that it was Yain Nesach, that they were over, etc. There's a lot that has to be specifically to do with wine. So many poskim take this a stage further, and they say that you can only fulfill the mitzvah without actually wine. Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to finish off with the shayla that the poskim asked with regards to women. What about women? Should they drink a bit? No, chil. They need to serve the food. Yeah, so you can't. Yeah, women, at least a bit. It's not sneers. That's right. So I wasn't in the tshuva about this, and he said definitely it's highly inappropriate. He brings a Gemara as well. It's highly inappropriate for women to drink at all. So maybe, if anything, maybe a little bit, but definitely, there's certainly no obligation. Certain, there's also no Indian imapi, a breach of sneers, and it's inappropriate for women to drink certainly more than a minute amount.
Is there a breach of sneers if they're in
pseudo weight? It sounds like from Rav Wozner's Nusach, that it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like no more than a revis. How much revis? Yeah, sounds like not more than that.
So why do you have to go to such an extent where you're
Very good. The truth is, what you are saying is exactly what the Sfas Emes points out in Gemara. Sfas Emes says that there's an obligation to you may mishta v'simcha. He said you should be just happy. You should drink to be happy. And the truth is, he goes a bit further and he says that it's not just during the Suda. It should be throughout the entire day. You should drink a little bit to increase your happiness. That's what the Sfas Emes seems to be saying. There is that approach as well. Yeah, that's a valid point. Yeah.